Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
Seeing the cabin like this.
Oh, is that blood? What is this?
You shouldn't have touched anything from that basement.
Kunda. Strata. Montose. Kunda.
You are all going to die tonight.
I read a passage from that book. I released some evil.
Oh my God! What the fuck did you do there?
What's up, evil ones? Thanks for listening to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett here with Carl. What's going on, man?
Hey, yay, yay.
Oh. Hey, we got a iTunes review, Apple review.
Oh, that's good.
I'm gonna read it off here. It says, love Brett and Carl. 5 stars. I'm a new listener to the Evil Never Dies podcast, and I'm really enjoying this podcast so far. These guys are genuine, engaging, and passionate about their interests. I love scary movies and everything paranormal and supernatural, and these guys are right up my alley. And, oh, yeah, they love heavy metal, too. Rock on. And that is from Christy, 1961. And I think that is Christy that was on the Zoom call last week. So appreciate it, Christy. Thank you.
She's not in Beverly Hills, is she?
No, she's in sort of like Central California.
Well, who in the heck is listening in Beverly Hills?
I don't know, but they were like half our listens this week, so. And the
creepy guys keep getting Beverly Hills pop up as well.
Well, I think it's the same person. That's what I'm saying. They've merged over and started listening to us now too. So that's awesome. Yeah. So.
Well, before anything, talking about paranormal, apparently there's ghosts in this haunted house back here and entities. So we may end up doing a show back in the haunted house before it's over.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, the stuff that's been going on, for sure. So
yeah. That's more for later, just a preview.
Yeah. All right, tonight, where'd you go? You took off on me.
I'm here. My headphones move, dude. I got Bluetooth stuff.
That's right. All right. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the Evil Dead remake.
Actually, it's called Evil Dead.
Evil Dead? Okay.
It's not called The Evil Dead. It's just called Evil Dead.
All right.
There's your first note there.
From 2013.
The Evil Dead is the original.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see, look on the cover. Evil Dead. No,
there is no the.
No the. Know the.
And some people call it a remake. Some people call it an actual like extension from the other movies. The first two.
I would call it an extension. Although it doesn't seem to follow the storylines of the first two, but there's all kinds of Easter eggs from the first two. But I think that's more the fact that Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi were the ones who made this movie.
Yeah, so they produced
it. Take it for what you will. They produced it. I think Bruce was like in charge of the casting. So yeah. Anybody who wants to bag on this, the original people made this movie. They produced it. They didn't direct it, but they were pretty much, Bruce was there watching everything. So
yeah.
This is one of those remake, prequels, whatever, continuations that was done by the people. So can't trash it for that.
Yes, for sure.
Unlike Poltergeist remake. Now, that's one of the worst things ever.
Yeah, I didn't even watch that thing all the way through.
Didn't either.
I guess Bruce... They actually started working on this and getting it together way back in 2003. They started this for this movie.
Well, I listened to one of the featurettes, and the other producer, I can't think of his name offhand, said that Sam Raimi was the one that was all aboard wanting to do this, and Bruce was the one who didn't want to do it more. Yeah, Bruce was sort of like, man, we don't want...
It took him a long time to get Bruce on board.
I think they were scared, or Bruce was scared that he's going to make him get back in the gear again, which, of course, would happen in the TV show a few years later.
Yeah, we're going to go into a little bit of that, too, that I got found some stuff on it. So,
all right, let's hit the stats on this thing.
All right, it was directed by Fede Alvarez. Screenplay was by Rodo Sagas, I guess that's how you pronounce it. And
you
Fede,
say names right.
And Fede Alvarez, based on the 1981 film The Evil Dead by Sam Raimi. Produced by Rob Tappert. That's the guy's name.
That's the other guy, yeah.
Sam Raimi.
He was actually a part of the original bunch.
Yeah.
With Sam and Bruce.
Yep. They were all in school together when they made that. They were
they
all
sure
in college.
Were.
Yep.
So yeah.
And
Sam
Bruce
Raimi,
Campbell.
You were saying, and Bruce Campbell. Yeah. The three originals.
Yep.
They produced it and they played a big role in it as well. Well, Bruce did. I don't know how much Sam actually played in it.
Well, he was making another movie at the same time. I forget what movie it was. But that's why we'll get into that a little bit later. I got a thing about it, about the car.
Yeah, the car's in it.
Not exactly.
Well, we'll get into it.
All right, cinematography by Aaron Morton. Edited by Brian Shaw. Music by Roge Banos. And... That was actually a pretty good score in that. I was listening
yeah, you
to
know,
that
I'm
kind of
curious if that score is on Apple Music. Because I was noticing, I watched it today. I'm not going to lie. I just watched this right before we started the show. So, and it's, well, let's get into that. They just released this thing on 4K. Apparently, Sony contacted the Scream Factory and said, hey, we want to put this on 4K. Will y'all do it? And of course, the Scream Factory's like, well, of course. And it has the R-rated theatrical version and the unrated version as well. And the 4K restoration was done by Sony. So that's what I watched tonight. I watched this in 4K, and it looked beautiful. Beautiful.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Very good 4K rendering by Sony on this thing.
Well, even the Blu-ray looked like shit on mine because I got a big line going through the middle of my screen.
Hey.
It just keeps getting worse. I'm going to have to get a new TV soon.
Oh, yeah. This thing was bright and dark at the same time. I know I'm really jumping ahead here, but I got to give the Scream Factory and Sony much credit for this 4K release.
And you were saying, oh, I shouldn't even bought it.
So, well, that's because I
the didn't problem know you're going to get to watch it.
I didn't think, now that we're doing the show on Fridays, I don't really have time to watch the stuff that we do during the week. I have to, it's hard to fit everything in as busy as I am.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse as we get closer to Halloween. So, yeah, I was like, damn, I did not want to buy it and not watch it for the show. That would have made me feel like a dick. So, there you go. I've watched it tonight.
All right, moving on. Production companies are TriStar Pictures, Film District, and Ghost House Pictures. Distributed, as you said, by Sony Pictures. Running time is 92 minutes. I think they could. I think the extended version or the is like 106 minutes or something.
I think.
Does it say on there? Right.
It doesn't say on the disc. It just says.
There's like an extra 10 minutes or so in it.
And there's also a middle sequence after the credits. Yeah, here we go. It's 97 minutes.
97 minutes. Version. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So
five minutes longer. Okay. All right, but
it does have that middle. There's a mid scene in the, you know, after credits that's not in the original version. The
theatrical version.
Theatrical version.
All right, budget was $17 million, and it grossed $97.5 million at the box office. It killed.
Pretty good. Yeah, yes, pretty darn good.
All right, it was filmed in 70 days between March and May of 2012 near Auckland, New Zealand. And then they came back to the States in June and July in Los Angeles. And it actually had its world premiere March 8th, 2013 at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, where many movies are screened for the first time.
I know a lot of stuff we've been talking about for Halloween has been screened there, so that's a good point.
And the actual theatrical release in the U.S. was April 5th, 2013.
And I was actually there the night it opened.
Yeah, we went and I think we've seen it. Did you go with us to Moxley? We went with a bunch of people from Moxley and seen it. Seen it up there at the rave up there at the Northeast Mall.
You know, I might have went to that, but I think I'd already seen it by that point. Because I think I remember that because Tim was there.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah, I went to that, but I saw it before. I'd already, had tickets to see it, and then I guess I went and saw it with the Moxley crew as well. Because 2013, I would have been there a year already, so.
Yep.
So I do think I do remember that. It's sort of unmemorable, but I do remember it. Make any sense?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm really out of it tonight. I'm tired. I don't feel very good. So if I ramble, I'm sorry.
All right. Let's go over the cast.
Yes. The great cast.
Yes, it was. They all did a very good job in this movie for sure. Jane Levy as Mia Allen. Shiloh Fernandez as David Allen. That's her brother. They play their brother and sister. Lou Taylor Pucci as Eric. Jessica Lucas as Olivia.
Yeah, and I liked her. I think I was kind of sweet on her. She's pretty.
Elizabeth Blackmore as Natalie. Jim McClarty as Harold. Phoenix Connolly as the teenager that was in the basement in the opening scene. Cyan Davis as the old woman in the opening scene. Stephen Butterworth played the toothless redneck in the opening scene. Carl Willits is the long-haired redneck in the opening scene. Randall Wilson played the abomination. Rupert Degas played the demon voice. I guess he does a lot of voiceover work and stuff.
I think so.
For lots of movies.
And there's an and to this.
Oh, yeah. What's your and?
Are we going to spoil it or are we going to not spoil it?
Spoil what?
The other person in it.
I was going to say, and Bruce Campbell.
There we go. Bruce Campbell is Ash.
He's not a credit. He's uncredited in the film, though.
But he is in it.
All right. And the voices of original actors, Bob Dorian, Professor Raymond Crowley, or whatever his name was, Crumby, and Ellen Sandweiss, who played Cheryl in the original, their voices were used in the movie. And then we got Inca, who played Grandpa the dog. Now, who names their dog Grandpa?
I thought for a minute when they was looking for the dog, hey, Grandpa, I thought, well, where the fuck did the damn granddaddy come from?
Yeah, I was like, so, yeah. I was like, what? So, alrighty. You want to go over the plot, Carl, or you want me to go over it?
Easily go over it.
Just a little short plot.
Do the shot. If I go over it, I'll ramble on, so you go over it. You do a better job of plot than I do.
I'm just doing the short version because I got
to do the short version. If I do it, it'll be the long version and we'll be here till midnight. So you go for it.
Yeah, we decided we're not going to do that scene by scene stuff.
But yeah, and I ramble on. So it's up to you here to get us through quickly.
All right. So basically, it's five friends go to a cabin in the woods, which is actually the
Evil Dead cabin.
The Evil Dead cabin. They go there to detox. One in the group's a drug addict, so they go there to detox her for the weekend. And they come across the Book of the Dead, and one of the dumbasses conjures the demons. So
yeah, the hippie long haired dude.
Yeah.
Leave it to the long hairs to fuck everything up.
Hey, what you talking about, man? So basically that's the plot of the movie. And then all hell breaks loose.
It sure does.
All right. I got a buttload of trivia here.
I love trivia. Let's hit it.
Okay. 95% of the film was shot in chronological order. Because everything was in a controlled environment, and with all the level of violence and blood gets worse and worse as it goes on. So
that way they sort of had to.
Yeah, so they wouldn't have to clean stuff up, you know, and redo it. And that way they could bloody everything up without messing up another shot, you know. Guess how much blood they used in the fake blood they used, Carl. Take it just a wild guess. Don't be cheating. You're cheating.
Actually, I didn't even hear you cut out on me.
Oh, I cut out?
Yeah.
Oh, really? What was the last thing you heard?
You said blood, and then all of a sudden you were gone.
Okay, they use an enormous amount of blood in this movie. Can you guess how many gallons of fake blood that they use?
I said 10.
10 gallons?
And you said that I cheated, and that's the last thing I heard.
No, they used way more than that.
Well, I have no idea.
They used 70,000 gallons of fake blood, 50,000 gallons was used in the final scene alone, because remember at the end of it, it's raining blood the whole time.
It is raining blood, like the Slayer song.
And yeah, that's compared to Raimi used 300 gallons in the original film.
Yeah, there's definitely more blood.
Lots of blood. Lots of
this
blood.
Is a very bloody, violent movie. Just,
yes, it is.
Just saying.
Yes.
And there's no comedy in it whatsoever. No,
not a bit of comedy influence in this, for sure.
None
at all. Because, all right. All effects in this movie were done practically. It was done with all practical effects, except for minor CGI touch-ups that they used for certain things. But it was very little. And the director had that as a tribute from what
to the originals.
Yeah, from what Raimi achieved on a limited budget, you know, back in 1980.
Evil Dead 2 had a pretty limited budget as well.
Okay. The first letters of the main character's name spells demon. David, Eric, Mia, Olivia, and Natalie.
That's crafty.
Yes, it is. All right, the film originally had an NC-17 rating, and Alvarez and Raimi were good with it.
Sony probably was not.
Sony knocked it down, made them knock it down to an R.
And that's probably why I've got the disc with the director's cut then.
And
no, this is the unrated version. So got the NC-17 version on 4K.
So I guess the whole time when they were filming, you know, the director and Raymond, they're like, oh, we better keep it at a hard R, you know? And then the MPAA got a hold of it and gave them NC-17. So they had to do quite a bit of editing. That's why you lost 5 minutes in it. So. All right. In the opening sequence, the gas that Harold pours over his daughter, the girl that ends up being a demon, it was actually apple juice. I guess apple juice looks like gasoline.
Makes sense.
Cheap effect.
Yeah, it is.
Especially nowadays. Oh.
Isn't that the truth?
Film was banned in Ukraine for extreme violence.
Well, how's that grab you?
Imagine that. But the original was banned in 32 countries back in 1981.
Yeah. And I think Evil Dead 2 was actually given an NC. Well, at the time, it was unrated.
Yeah.
It would have been an NC-17. Back then, it would have been a rated X. I don't think they started that NC-17. So they left it unrated.
All right. The extended version was aired on British TV for one day.
Whoops.
In January 2015.
Oops.
And it got pulled for the violence. So,
well, yeah.
I wonder why. All right. If you pause the opening scene where the professor sets his daughter on fire at the 2:25 mark, you can see the face of an angry demon over her right shoulder.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it. It's actually still on the TV.
I got mine in there, too.
Yeah.
I'll have to put it on there and take a picture of it and post it in the group.
Yeah, do that. see the line on your TV.
Yeah. It's bad, dude. Sion Davis, who plays the old woman in the opening sequence, she actually ended up playing a deadite in the pilot of Ash versus the Evil Dead in 2015.
Pretty cool.
The rusted Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
Now that was originally
Ash's car.
Yeah. Well, there's a story to that. That was Sam Raimi's daily driver, dude.
I knew it was Sam Raimi's car, but it was Ash's car in the movie.
Yep. Yep.
It's 73. Although
it's not his car.
Oh, this
he had
fake?
A 73 Delta 88.
So it was an Oldsmobile.
Yeah, it was the same make and model, but it was just a different year, and it had some different features change from year to year that year, I guess, on that Delta 88. But Sam Raimi was actually using that car in another film at the same time they were filming there. So
I think that car's been a lot of Sam Raimi's movies.
Yep. I think it was in what's that? Take Me to Hell or whatever that what was that?
Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah, Drag Me to Hell. I think it was in that too. We have to do
for purposes of the movie, I'm gonna say that was Ash's car.
Yeah, it was supposed to resemble his car.
Yeah. That's even though Ash's car goes to the medieval times, so I don't know.
All right. In the scene where David buries Mia to free her from being possessed, she was actually buried under 2 feet of sand.
I remember that.
Yeah. And they had all kinds of airlines and shit running to her that they had to CGI out and all that. See, that's one of the major scenes where they used CGI was in that.
Bruce warned all these actors, y'all don't know what y'all getting into. He said, you'll never make another movie like this the rest of your careers. He says, you'll never forget this. So
yeah,
Bruce was warning them.
Yeah. Well, I watched the bonuses on there on the disc you gave me.
Yeah. They're the same bonuses.
Okay. Well, she went through hell, man. That Mia girl, whatever.
Yeah, she did. Bruce said at the end that if she became like the new Ash, that she damn well earned it from making that movie.
Yeah, she did a really good job in it for sure. All right. The first Evil Dead to be shot digitally for the widescreen of 2.39:1 aspect ratio, and the one and only film in the franchise to be over 90 minutes long.
Yeah, it carries on a bit.
Yep. Well, the first one, I think, was only like an hour and like 14 minutes long or something like that.
Something like
that. It was pretty short, so. All right. It is the third film in the series to feature the iconic chainsaw and the 12-gauge shotgun or boomstick.
Yep, it's the boomstick.
And if you look close, they use like three different guns in the movie. There was one that was just a pistol grip shotgun. Then there was a short stock shotgun, like a 410, it looked like. And then they had an actual regular 12-gauge in it.
Pretty interesting. Is there a reasoning for that, or is that just something they thought would?
No, I didn't find nothing on that. All right. In the scene where David tries to resuscitate Mia, he leaves the plastic bag on her head.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that was, I when I was doing these notes the other day, and then I watched it last night. I watched for that. And I was like, yep, there it is. And last but not least that I got here is the nail gun. There was no cord, no hose,
no, yeah,
or a battery. So I guess the nail gun was a demon itself.
It could have been a demon. You know, in Evil Dead 2, everything came to life. So
it did. It did.
Maybe this nail gun is a demon.
Maybe. This was a good movie. I liked it. I'm glad I rewatched it the other night.
Yeah. I'm glad that I got it on 4K, and because this is a movie that really shines in 4K. Like you said, it was filmed digitally, and it really pops. The blood is just really, the blacks are very dark, and the reds are great. One of the best 4K transfers I've seen in a long time, actually. Sometimes the horror movies don't work out so well, but boy, this did. Of course, it is one of a newer movie,
Yeah.
So good 4K. I can't talk. I mean, just keep bragging about actually, the Scream Factory didn't do anything. It was Sony that restored it. The Scream Factory just released it for them. So if you got a 4K player out there, you might want to pick this up. But there is a warning that does not come with a Blu-ray. It just comes with the theatrical version and the unrated version. And all the specials, all the features are on there. But it does not have a Blu-ray. I've seen people bitching about that. I'm like, okay. But I do understand, because I don't think the unrated version was ever released on Blu-ray. It was only released in digital, because I actually had it on Vudu.
I got the the DVD, the special edition one. I think it's got the extended cut on it.
I'm not sure if it does or not.
I'll have to look. I don't know where it's at. I can't see it right now, but
I just know that I ended up having it on Vudu, because whatever I bought did not have it. And I'm like, I didn't even know there was an unrated cut. And I bought it off of there and watched it. And now I always like the actual versions of the movies better than these cut versions. So.
Is that what you watched last night or today? Did you watch?
Yeah. I didn't watch the
extended cut.
No, I watched the extended. I didn't watch the theatrical version.
Oh, okay.
Unrated. They call this the unrated version, actually. It's not a producer's cut or director's cut. It's just the unrated version that would have been an NC-17. It has the after credit, like I said before. I think I mentioned it's got a second scene in the after credits where a truck driver picks her up, and doesn't really add much to the movie. Then, of course, Bruce is in both versions at the end.
Yeah. He does his
sort of tying everything together,
little
I guess.
Groovy.
Which really doesn't fit the movie, but they were going to make a sequel to this that actually brought Bruce into it, but
and then that was going to lead in, but that's what actually led it into the making of the Bruce or the Ash
Bruce versus
the
Evil Dead.
Yep.
I call it Bruce versus the Evil Dead.
Yeah,
that ended up becoming the TV show instead, so the sequel never got made. But there is another Evil Dead movie in the works. It's called Evil Dead Rises and will be released next year.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
And it was originally going to be one of them HBO Max movies, but since the Discovery Channel bought out Warner Brothers, they're like, nope, it's going to the theater. So it will be at the theater next year. And I don't know a lot about this. I just know that Bruce said he's not playing Ash anymore. He retired from Ash after the third season of Evil Dead versus Bruce or Ash, whatever you want to call it. Bruce, Ash, it's the same person.
Is he
going to
be in the movie, though, do you think, or be involved in it?
He'll be doing what he did in this one. He'll be the producer.
Cool. Well, I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, I don't know any storylines or what it's about, but we should start seeing trailers maybe as soon as the Halloween movie. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't even
for
know
sure.
if it was going to be on HBO Max, that leads me to believe that Warner Brothers may be doing the movie, which would be different. So we'll find out more details upcoming on I guess this is what, fifth Evil Dead movie?
Yep.
Yeah, we had the original Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, Evil Dead, and then this will be Evil Dead Rises.
Well,
so the Evil Dead franchise is still going strong.
Yep.
So let's just do a little comparison between the movies. Now, the original was an extremely low budget movie, as we said.
Extremely.
Sort of goofy in places.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really a serious movie, but it's sort of silly because it just hasn't aged well. Whereas Evil Dead 2 starts to become a little bit more comedic. Actually, a lot more comedic.
A lot more.
Army of Darkness is a freaking Three Stooges slapstick comedy. This movie, Evil Dead, is serious as shit. There ain't anything to laugh about in this.
It was so brutal, dude. I just couldn't
believe
how
brutal. Shit. And then Ash, or Bruce, versus Evil Dead TV series was more back in the lines of Army of Darkness.
You know, I didn't find anything about him winning any awards or anything for this movie at all, you know, like I didn't find nothing on it. I looked everywhere.
It won some accolades, like just from like a best horror movie, best director, best score. It was nominated for all this, but it did not win. So it didn't really get a lot of Fangora awards. Gave it best makeup, but it didn't. They actually had it in third place as the worst film in Fangora. What the fuck are those people thinking?
No shit.
That's what it says here.
Wow. Fangoria said that?
Yeah.
Really?
Fangoria Chainsaw Award, worst film, third place, Evil Dead.
Wow. That's harsh.
A lot of people didn't like it because they wanted it to be a Bruce Campbell movie. They wanted it to be funny and silly and slapstick. So I think a lot of people were disappointed in the fact that it was a hardcore violent movie. So there were people out there that did not like this movie because they wanted Bruce Campbell. It's not and unknown to them, Bruce was the one that pretty much put this thing together as far as the cast and everything. But it's not Evil Dead 2. It's not Army of Darkness.
No.
More in vain to the original movie. Except so much better special effects.
Yes, so much better.
So I think a lot of people were happy with Ash versus Evil Dead that was on.
They got their wish then.
Stars. They on Star. Was it Stars that was on? They got their wish there. They kind of got their Evil Dead 4 in that. Since Army of Darkness was technically Evil Dead 3, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got a lot of product here with the Evil Dead series, and it's like a roller coaster ride. So, you either get stupid. I mean, Army of Darkness is just flat stupid in parts.
It's still good, though, man. I still love that movie.
Well, for sure. We'll have to rank the Evil Dead movies here. I don't know when. Should we do it right now? I don't know.
No, let's wait till the new one comes out.
We'll do that. But I will say this. All everything out on the table, Evil Dead 2 is one of my favorite movies of all time. It always has been. It always will be.
Have we reviewed it yet? I don't think
we're saving it. You keep saying we're going to save it for something special.
Well, I think we need to do the original and 2 at the same time because they sort of
Evil Dead 2. I could talk about, but I could talk about Evil Dead 2 for 3 days.
Yeah. I remember when that first came out, too. That was crazy.
The 80s. What else you got on Evil Dead? On Evil Dead, not The Evil Dead.
Evil Dead 2013. I really don't have anything else. I was surprised there wasn't more on this. There
was sort of a lot of people were disappointed that it wasn't in the vein of, you know, Evil Dead 2 or Army of Darkness. They wanted more. That, you know, when you think of Evil Dead, the first thing you think of is Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Period. And Bruce wasn't in it. Ash isn't in it, and he even said he didn't want Ash in it. He said, who in the hell wants to see somebody try to, you know, overact like I do? He said, yeah, that wasn't happening. He said, let it be a new generation of people. Don't throw Ash in there. Of course, he does have his cameo at the end, but so there were people that were disappointed in this. It was too gory and too hardcore for a lot of the Evil Dead audience by this point.
Yep.
So,
but a
little bit of controversy on it.
Yeah, it definitely had mixed reviews. For being that, what's his name? Fede, for being his first movie, he did a hell of a job, man.
Yeah, he did a really
good
job.
For sure. The special effects, you know me, I've said it a million times. I'm a big fan of the practical effects.
And they did great with that.
awesome with it. Just that chick cutting her face open with the mirror glass.
Isn't that weird?
Like, yeah. I know. It's like the other guy walks into the bathroom and all you hear is this sawing sound. You can't see nothing until she turns around and hits the light. And it's like she's brushing her teeth with this jagged piece of mirror glass and her face is all cut up. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. And that was my Jessica Lucas girl too. It all ruined her pretty face.
Yeah, she was cute. Was.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything else for this movie. Like I said, it's a good movie. I really give the 4K Blu-ray a 5-star rating. It's phenomenal. One of the best 4K transfers I've seen in a long time. So okay. The movie. What are you going to give? What are you rating this movie?
Dude,
and
I got
to remember you got to compare it to the other Evil Dead movies, because this isn't a remake. This is sort of in the Evil Dead universe.
So yeah.
With that in mind, what are you giving this thing?
I'm going to give it four bloody hatchets for sure.
Okay.
Giving it four.
I think I'm going to give it four chainsaws as well. I would give it higher, but it's not Evil Dead 2.
No.
Nothing is.
I'm always more of a fan of the originals than the remakes anyway on
well,
basically everything.
I know we're not supposed to rate it, but I would pick this as my number two movie, honestly. Evil Dead 2 is, like I said, one of my favorite films, period. Not horror movies, but just movies. It's in my top 10.
Yeah.
The original, I've always was a little disappointed in it because I saw Evil Dead 2 before the original, which was sort of weird, but it made sense after I figured it out. Army of Darkness is just hard to watch anymore. So, yeah, I would actually say this is the number two for me.
Well, like I said,
I give it four chainsaws.
Just for the effects alone, I'm giving it a four. So,
yeah, so we agree.
All right. Got anything else, brother?
Not really, except we got to work on the damn haunted house tomorrow.
We're not as long as we usually are, but we got to get some sleep tonight. We got to get up early and get at her on the haunt. So
we certainly do.
Got a lot of stuff to do in 2 weeks, two weekends, and then probably the last week, Carl's off work before. And I'll probably be coming down after work every night until dark, trying to get
Dark, because we're going to have to light this thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I had somebody call me on the phone yesterday and ask if we were a museum or a haunted house.
Really?
It's a haunted house. And haunted house, they said, well, is it open yet? And I told them, no, it doesn't open until the end of the month. And they said, well, how much is it? I said, it's free. They're like, well, we're coming. I'm like, okay. Whatever.
Cool.
I didn't add the canned good thing.
Nah, man, you're supposed to push the canned goods.
Nah, I'm not pushing the canned goods. You're a manager of this thing now, by the way. This is the official thing. Brett is now in charge.
I keep promoting
you are.
It.
It's your haunt now. I'm working my room and I ain't fucking doing nothing else. You're in charge.
All right. I'll set my box out front and put a sign there. Put your can of food here.
It's your haunt now. You're in charge. You know, I actually, Bud managed the thing the last 2 years we ran it. Everybody said I was too stressed out. Just go act. So that's what I did. Actually, I roamed 1 year. I didn't have a room. I just roamed.
Just roamed?
Yeah, and I fucked with the actors.
That's
last story, and then we'll be done. Reverend Verde, Gregory Green, our buddy, his room, he was doing the funeral scene, and we had mourners, as Maddie called them, in there where they were crying because the Malachi child died. So in walked the Blue Demon. Blue Demon sits down, And he's like, the Malachi child has died and blah, blah, blah. And the blue demon jumps up and screams, I'm glad the Malachi child is dead. And everybody looked, and Greg looked, and everybody's like, okay. And I got up and ran out of there. Actually, I say me, because the blue demon was sort of his own character. The blue demon sort of controlled his own self.
Oh, I found a cool picture of you with red light on it, too, in the blue demon mask. I'll have to send that to you.
That was that was mask number two, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a new mask, the newer one. Yeah,
the old mask kind of had its own aura to it. The new one never had that aura.
Yeah, but I'll put that on the group page, too.
That's all we got. We're going to be working on the hunt. And that's it. I'm done.
All right, everybody.
Stay evil, I guess.
Thanks for listening, and check us out on the social medias. Be like Christine 1961 and leave us a review and a rating. And
watch YouTube if you like that.
Yeah.
You get to see all our cool shit behind us.
And what else? I guess stay evil, everybody. Bye.